Today Journal. You know what's different about you than most others. People tend to fear their hopes and dreams. They often get terrified when asked about their hopes and dreams because they think they don't have to pursue them if they deny saying them aloud. You are different. You are fearless in dreaming audaciously. You're not scared to say aloud for all the world to hear what you want from this thing called life. Hopes and dreams are a lot like that famous pink elephant. Regrettably, pretending the pink elephant isn't in the room doesn't mean the pink elephant isn't there. Pretending you don't see the pink elephant doesn't make the pink elephant disappear. Hopes and dreams are no different. You can pretend on the surface that you are okay with what you have out of your life, but deep down inside, you know there's so much more you want. Folks try to fool themselves into thinking that where they are on the journey is all they want out of life, and that their current location is as far as they want to reach. But they are only living in denial. But as you know, denial is not a river in Egypt. Denial is also not a good state for one to exist. Denial is where hopes and dreams and one's unlimited God-given potential lie. Denial, if it was a hotel, is a place best left vacant. There's no reason to deny what you want out of life. The only people who believe it acceptable to live in denial are those who have already decided they won't do what is necessary to pursue their best life. Denial is a way of life for those unwilling to admit that there is more they want to see and do with whatever time left the Creator provides. Some folks form the habit of living in denial. Denying who they are now is not who they want to be in the end. But at the end of the day, it is their addiction. If we're honest with ourselves, most of us want so much more out of this life. However, we won't admit it because, as I said, confessing it, especially aloud to others, means you might have to do something about it. When the new year appears, you start to see and hear folks discreetly make note that they want more out of their lives. They make promises not to do this or that. They promise this year will be when they finally live as they always imagine. I'm going to lose X number of pounds. I'm going to author a book. I'm going to go out on my own and start a business. I'm going to be kinder and gentler to all those I love and adore. I will prioritize each day so that I have work-life balance. But then reality steps in and knocks them back into being who they'd always been. Instead of losing weight, the scale tells the story of weight gain. That promised book never gets written. They remain on another's plantation, sticking their fingers to the bone as an enslaved person. Nothing changed because they didn't indeed mean what they said. While the desire to change is there, the determination to see it through is not. We can all be who we want to be if we will ourselves, heart, mind, and body, to do the work. Suppose we're willing to say it aloud and be okay with everyone holding us accountable for improvement. In that case, we can do what was once thought impossible. is how you arrived at where the world knows you as a serial best-selling award-winning author and renowned global public intellectual. You got here by not being afraid to say what you want out of your life. You got here by being transparent and forthright with anyone who would listen that the life you were living was not the one you ordered, and affirming that no longer were you willing to settle for a life other than the one you desired. Those desires of your heart, you spoke into existence. Whatever you spoke, wherever you spoke, you said that this life you live today was the only life that interested you. You said you would wake up each day living in this exceptional home on the beach, where you look out to see the sun kissing the Pacific Ocean, and the Pacific Ocean faithfully massaging the golden grains of sand. Do not ever live in denial. Do not ever deny what you feel deep down inside your heart. Don't deny it when you know that your heart, mind, and soul long for something other than what you have. Remember that to start the journey to live your best life, you must be willing to admit what you think in your heart. Otherwise, the life you see in your mind's eye that percolates passionately in your gut cannot be so. Your hopes and dreams will forever be the pink elephant in the room, being 165 pounds of twisted steel covered in pink. Send my sweet ooey gooey melt in your mouth, not in your hands. Hot, dark, sexual chocolate was once the goal that you pretended not to see. Rather than do the work to be who you truly desire to be deep down in the recesses of your heart and mind, you acted like your best shape was the invisible pink elephant. But the pink elephant only leaves the room once you acknowledge its presence and move the elephant from your midst. The only way the pink elephant departs is when you get off your butt and do the things that are most on your mind that beat inside your heart. Today, acknowledge the pink elephant in your life. You know what you want to do with the generously gifted, undeserved time you have. The person you want to become before your time is up. So please, do what you know is required to remove the pink elephant. The pink elephant cannot move on its own. The pink elephant is not a figment of your imagination. The pink elephant is real. It reminds you that the spirit has so much remaining for you to do, and that the infinite gave you everything you need to be who you want to be when you are no more. Now is the time to do what you must to make your most audacious hopes and dreams manifest. There will never be a place or time to pretend the pink elephant is not in the room.
Reflect and write. What are your most audacious hopes and dreams for your life? You know, the scary ones. Are you crystal clear on the exact way you want to live? Have you ever shared those hopes and dreams with anyone else? If so, that's great. And if not, why? What's keeping you from sharing your hopes and dreams aloud? What's keeping you from being like Nate and boldly proclaiming from the mountaintops that you want more out of this life? Have you been living in denial? Have you convinced yourself that where you are is good enough? Well, are you ready to leave the state of denial, go after what you want, and live as you have always imagined? Do you have the determination to see it through? Are you ready to say it aloud and let others hold you accountable? To live your best life, you must admit what you think in your heart. Take some time and ponder those questions if you really are ready to make the shift and put that pink elephant behind you. Now act. Remember, the pink elephant cannot move on its own. The pink elephant is not a figment of your imagination. The pink elephant is real. It reminds you that the spirit has so much remaining for you to do, and that the infinite gave you everything you need to be who you want to be when you are no more. Let's get rid of the pink elephant today. It's time to speak out loud about the hopes and dreams you have for your life. Don't be afraid. Be bold and get to work. Nate invites us to acknowledge the pink elephants in our lives. If you have not done so already, write down precisely what you want to do with the generously gifted, undeserved time you have, the person you want to become before your time is up. Then share what you wrote with 2 to 3 others who you know will hold you to doing the work to fulfill each of those audacious hopes and dreams. Now journey forward.